answer goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last old log that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
And joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Jayden Forster, Celebrity Lane. Jayden, just having a bit of a chuckle off air. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good, thank you, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad at all. Look, Matt Doran, again, we're having a bit of a chuckle about him. No, we shouldn't be having a chuckle, but look, I'll let you explain exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, well, basically, we spoke about this one about a week or so ago with his big blunder that he had during his Adele interview in the UK, going back a couple of weeks now, where he admitted to her that he hadn't listened to her album at the very end of the interview that he did with her. And well, look, on Saturday, he actually apologised for that particular blunder, and it was a pretty lengthy apology. I mean, it ran for almost 3 minutes at the end of their show, the Weekend Sunrise program on Saturday, where he did apologise, and I'll circle back to that in a second because we have a bit of audio that I'll play from that. But I think it's also worth talking about a few other things that he mentioned during that apology as well. Of course, as well as apologising, he reiterated the point that he did miss the email from Sony, which he says didn't actually mention Adele by name, but contained a link to listen to an album, which her album, he thought that given that it was all sort of shrouded in secrecy all around the world, that he wouldn't get to listen to it prior to the actual interview, which is not normally the case. I mean, we always get these things ahead of time, so I don't quite know how or why you wouldn't even ask the question as to, can I listen to it beforehand? I mean, the worst they're going to say to you is no. But anyway, he didn't, and he did what seems like a great chat with her about a range of things, about how her single Easy On Me was conceived in part in the shower, to her thoughts on being an artist, depression, and her late father. But because of his very, I guess, stupid confession after the interview, Sony won't let us see any part of that chat. And for that, Matt is profoundly, profoundly sorry to both Adele's Aussie fans and Adele herself, as he says in this grab from Saturday.
To Adele, I say, I'd never have knowingly disrespected you by deliberately not listening to your work. I am so sorry.
You're saying a three-minute apology, and there you go. That was 9 seconds, and that pretty much covered the whole thing.
Yeah, and presumably he's also apologised to his bosses at Channel 7 as well for that little blunder that he made there, despite not actually mentioning it in that apology on Saturday, because they've been left pretty much in the lurch as well. They were left scrambling when that interview was blocked from Sony from airing that as part of their big package deal with the concert and the interview that went to air with Oprah, which Channel 7's bosses said didn't cost them $1 million. However much it actually cost them financially, I think it's fair to say that the cost of this particular blunder has been pretty big.
Yeah, so true, so true. Look, let's get off that. A little bit of sad news here. A legend of the theatre industry has passed away.
Yeah, most people won't probably know him by name, but he was a big name on Broadway, a songwriter sort of behind all of the big songs for your musicals like West Side Story, Sweeney Todd and Gypsy, bloke by the name of Stephen Sondheim. He was virtually defined musical theatre back in the 50s, but still very much active to this day. He's got a couple of projects on the go at the moment, or had a couple of projects on the go at the moment, and only a couple of weeks, or 2 months ago now, actually, in late September, he appeared on The Late Late Show in America, but unfortunately passed away at the weekend at the age of 91.
91 in the theatre, because they say the theatre ages you as well. That's a pretty good inning, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right. And still, as I said, you know, very active to this day. He's got a couple of projects that were in one, I think, filming at the moment. One's or two are in post-production, or another one's in pre-production. So, yeah, those projects were moving forward without him working on them. But, yeah, just very, very much touted as a legend of the industry and a great lyricist and a songwriter.
So true. And 91, and he was still working. I had heard years ago that he was known as somewhat of a workaholic.
Yeah, well, that would be the case. I mean, he certainly seems like the go-to sort of guy when you want a song written for a musical or any sort of film or TV project. So, yeah, no doubt he'll be very sadly missed.
So true. Well, let's lighten it up a little bit. Mel Brooks, a book coming out today. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, out tomorrow, actually. It's titled All About Me, and it's an incredible, incredible book. It is going to be very interesting. I've actually had a copy of it now for a couple of weeks, and I'm contractually obliged not to say anything specific about it until tomorrow, so I can't really tell you that much about it, but, you know, look, it's your typical tell-all memoir. It's full of lots of secrets, lots of stories from his personal life and his career, and it's brilliantly, brilliantly written. From the minute you read the first page, you just absolutely know it's going to be a great read, and it definitely is. It's probably, and I'm not just saying this to hype everything up, but it is probably one of the best memoirs I think I've read in quite a while. So keep an eye out for that one from tomorrow, Mel Brooks' memoir, All About Me.
I was going to say, Jayden, no, come on, be a mate. Let something slip, but of course your contract really can't, so, and that's fair enough too. That's perfectly understandable. We'll just have to go and buy the book tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, I don't want to say anything. You know, people might jump out of helicopters and I might never be heard or seen from again. So I'll stay, keep it all hush-hush for now, but you can keep an eye out for that one from tomorrow.
Jayden, thanks for catching up. Have yourself a good week. We'll catch up again next Monday.
Cheers. Thanks, Dave.